Simon & Schuster Audio presents We Spread by Ian Reid, read by Robin Miles.
To Eliza. Part 1. He was an artist, a prolific painter of merit and distinction. He impressed with his boldness and ingenuity. He liked to shock and bewilder. He refined his aesthetic of orderly, exaggerated confusion over many years. He gained admirers, patrons, imitators. Parrots is what he called the younger artists he felt were trying to replicate his flair. One reviewer wrote about feeling emotionally mauled by his work. All the time I knew him, he never wavered from his claim that his only obsession was producing more work and never burning out or fading away. He received fan mail at our apartment. Cards and letters would arrive from all over the country, even from Europe. Sometimes they would simply be addressed to the artist, which made him roll his eyes in mock humility. He was discussed and interpreted by students. He would give guest lectures where those in attendance would ask him to clarify and expand on his work and to share any advice he could with aspiring artists. He was not famous the way a musician or actor is, but in a particular niche of surrealist devotees, he was revered and celebrated. But none of them knew him the way I did. I knew him in the most intimate ways one person can know another. I knew him in a way no one else did, not his fans or friends or family. I knew him, I believe, as he knew himself. Over our many years together, I bore witness to the invisible anatomy that formed his identity. They thought he was immune to trends, to fitting in. He was not. He required a commonwealth of reaction and sought acceptance. He was loud in everything he did. Some realizations about those closest to us arrive in a flash. Other insights take decades to form. My partner's work conveyed something spiritual, but he was so human.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?